This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you.
Whenever the occasion arises, I think it's kind of it's sweet, it's cool to wish those people that you know a happy birthday. It's an important day in all of our life. Every day is important, though, if you really get down to brass tacks. Hopefully this is going to be a good way for you to spend some of your time today with us here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, I'm Doug Steffen. I want to talk about... Well, there are a couple of things happening on the planet that call our attention to sort of a serious situation. I'm going to get to that after Jennifer updates us on what's going on down in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of talk over the last year or so about whether or not the Trump administration acted appropriately in Puerto Rico, what happened to the money that was received in Puerto Rico, because after the hurricane, they are having a hard time building out, even still today.
And this has
been 2 years after, exactly, after the hurricane hit Puerto Rico. They're still having issues rebuilding and getting people back just the basic services and infrastructure that they need. Well, now, U.S. authorities have unsealed a corruption indictment against two former top officials in Puerto Rico for directing $15.5 million in contracts to favored businesses. They edged out other firms for obviously very lucrative government work, despite allegations of being unqualified to do said work. The two former leaders are Julia Kalehar, who was the secretary of the island's Department of Education before she stepped down in April, and Angela Avila Marrero, who led Puerto Rico's Health Insurance Administration until last month. Both of those women were arrested by FBI agents this past Wednesday. Prosecutors wrote in the indictment that the conspiracy involved the two former public officials handing four associates who had an inside track to contracts. Once secured, authorities said that the contractors benefited by paying unauthorized commissions to other individuals to lobby government for more contracts, which they say is a corrupt bidding process. At the press conference held in San Juan, the U.S. attorney for Puerto Rico said that both women took advantage of their privileged positions as agency chiefs. They defrauded the United States and they defrauded the Puerto Rican governments. Federal authorities also arrested others who were involved with this, two sisters actually who worked as education consultants, Fernando Calle, who is an executive at an auditing firm, and Alberto Velasquez Pinol. There was 32 counts in this indictment that accused the defendants of charges including wire fraud, theft, and money laundering. A sad state of affairs because the people are the ones who are really suffering here, and the corruption within the government has not allowed them to appropriately use the funding that they did get.
Seems like a human condition, doesn't it? Corruption everywhere. It exists everywhere. Look at how much of it we have in our country. And then you look around the world and see it's much worse in the Middle East, in Africa, and some of these faraway places with strange-sounding names. Just, it's a part of the human condition. And one wonders why. Whoever answers that, you get $1 million. The situation with New Orleans and the focus on the amount of water coming there and what's going on with the planet. Now there's the news this week about that huge glacier. There's a study looking at the what they call the Thwaites Glacier, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S. You heard about this lady? Mm-mm. It's in Antarctica. The scientific review of this week says that the glacier has passed the point of no return and could break off with a very serious implication for sea levels. This glacier has been in the same status for at least 10 to 12,000 years. And now it is in danger because of the warming of the seas heading in that direction. This is one of the largest and most unstable glaciers in Antarctica. So as such, the climate scientists who are watching this say that the outcome of glacial melting like this. This is, by the way, the Antarctica is at the bottom of the world. The Arctic is at the top of the world, the way we look at it now. Although there has been in the history of our planet, it was just the opposite. You know, everything was upside down. Things have changed over the billions of years the planet's been in existence. And this sort of thing is, when I say modern, the modern era of how the planet looks now goes back 400 or 500 million years, it would seem. But there is a concern. I guess there's a NASA satellite that looks at these things and can measure the temperature of the water. That's so, it's really amazing. From 283 miles up,
yeah,
it can measure the temperature of the water. But that's, you know, you look at NASA these ice sheets.
Looks at, NASA is so valuable for climate scientists and geologists and things like that, and they've really been working together on in so many different ways. But seeing how the ocean shelf has shifted, NASA's imaging can see that too, and it's really interesting.
In 45 years,
great news.
The temperature's gone up 3 degrees.
Yeah,
and so the amount of ice flowing out of that region has nearly doubled. In the past 30 years, they have 36 gigatons of ice per acre. Can you even imagine how heavy that is? And when it sort of falls into the sea, it pushes the level of the water up. I mean, you can understand that. Do the same thing in your swimming pool, your bathtub. When you get in it, the water rises, right? So you put a big chunk of something in the water, and it's going to have an impact.
Yep.
So anyway, it's another one of those things for us. I don't know, worrying about it, but being conscious. It's like pollution. It's just be conscious. That's all. That's all anybody can ask, and not, don't just do the I don't care department. I don't care about R. Kelly, but I suppose we ought to talk about him. The fact that he was arrested again. How many times has this guy been? This time is 13 federal indictment charges. How many times has this guy been?
He knows the routine, certainly.
So what is it the same charge, child porn? Or what is this? What? I guess I'm confused as to he was in. Remember when he did the interview with Gayle King a month or so ago, and he's yelling and screaming, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. And they're just trying to get me because I'm a black man. Kind of nonsense.
Yeah, that was charges from Chicago, I think, or from Illinois. Now I think it's federal agents and the New York Police Department who had them arrest him in Chicago. So I think it might be for charges, different charges that were done in a different state. That's the way I read it.
Really? And so why doesn't the state come after him instead of the feds? Why are the feds involved in this would be my question.
I don't know. I think because it's child pornography, which is, I think, something that the U.S. Attorney's Office handles, because that's not necessarily localized to something to a specific location.
Yeah, if there's child porn involved on any level, that's the FBI.
It is. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I thought I saw something here with the Buffalo Wild Wings. This is after I heard the R. Kelly thing. Did you hear the story about this waitress? This Buffalo Wild Wings, even though they're a sponsor on this program, it's not my bill of fare, but everybody has a right to certainly buy some time and tell their story. A waitress at one of the Buffalo Wild Wings was fired this week for telling, it's almost laughable, this stuff is so stupid. The waitress told a black customer that her skin was so dark. The customer's name was Tasha Lee. Her ID was being checked when she went into Buffalo Wild Wings to have, what are they, that's their slogan, right? Buffalo Wild Wings and beer or something, isn't that what they...
I think it's Beer Wing Sports.
Beer Wing Sports, thank
you. She's close. Yeah. Don't take this racially, but sometimes the only way you can tell it's black people is from their eyes and their smiles, because it's so dark. So... What does that mean? The only way you can see their face is because
she's checking her ID?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hard to believe what I heard, she said.
Sometimes it is laughable because it's easy to avoid. Literally, all you have to say is nothing. Look at the ID and move on.
Yeah, like, that's it.
It's bad enough that you have such a stupid thought in your head, but then to go ahead and say it out loud, like... And especially if you have to start with, don't take this racially. What other way is there to take it?
Yeah.
So the manager says, oh, can I give you a free meal? And then he gave her a $10 gift card for her drink.
Oh, well, that's nice.
$10 gift card. Wow.
What
state was that
age,
in? Do we know?
Houston, Texas. No. Okay. I think we've... this may be on our highlight reel. You can never tell what we'll come up with on our podcast. The most recent one we have focused on Ross Perot and his life and his legacy. Also, Kevin Spacey and that whole thing this past week. We talked to pet expert Warren Eckstein about how living in a city could be impacting your dog's allergies. All of that on the podcast. We freshen them up all the time at djvshow.com. So you want to visit the website, djvshow.com. You can listen to the podcast. You can connect on social media at facebook.com/djvshow, on Twitter at djvshow. You can just go to djvshow.com and click on that listen button, hear the program, as well as the podcast, 18 after the hour, here on the said DJV program. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
The Geek Out.
One last note from the recent E3 is the actual hands-on reporting about the new Sega Genesis Mini. Yes, after seeing the success of Tiny Ataris and the very popular Nintendo Classic plug-and-play miniature consoles, a proper and official version of the Genesis is due to hit stores soon. Now, there are more than 40 classic Sega titles in the device. Of course, Sonic is the star, but for the first time, Tetris and Darius have been ported for the console. Word is, everything is authentic. The buttons, the controllers, even down to the known bugs and cheat codes from the original games remain in them. And despite not having a use for a cartridge, the slot doors still actually open. Very cool. The Sega Genesis Mini arrives in September for $80.
Hop into the all-new Greater Than Ever Corolla, now with a redesigned sporty exterior. The Toyota Safety Sense 2.0 comes standard with advanced tech safety features, bringing peace of mind to every drive. Go to toyota.com/testmiles for details.
CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Product CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Product CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon. The Russians are coming! The Russians are coming! Well, they're not coming here, but they're sending missile systems to Turkey. That sounds like something that's not going to end particularly well. A Russian missile system, yeah, that's where they need to send it, is to Turkey. The Turks, well, I leave my comments about the Turks to myself, I guess. 21 after the hour.
Music.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's a 100% chance you're going to get some music in your ear here.
I don't know whether you consider this music or not. This is Brian Johnson from AC/DC. His Life on the Road series is coming to American television. Life on the Road aired in England and Ireland a couple of years ago. Now it's coming to Access TV, which is Mark Cuban's channel, right? Isn't that that's the cable channel he owns? Brings all kinds
I think
of
he still owns that, but it's very music heavy.
Yeah, it is. Cool. Yeah, it is. The show features Brian traveling all across the globe to interview rock stars like Roger Daltrey, Robert Plant, Sting, Billy Joel, Nick Mason, a lot of others, about their formative years. So how is this going to be different than what Dan Rather is doing in live reality sort of on Access TV?
Well, Brian Johnson's actually a musician, and he's known all these people, and he's friends with them, and so he can probably get different more personal stories from them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Rather than Dan, let's have the story, please, sir. Anyway, he says, while sitting and chatting with my friends and heroes, filming on the road, it was ridiculous fun. No professional journalists around. You can feel the trust.
Yeah, I guess that's your difference. Question.
It does answer my question. You're right. Yep. Episodes include drummer from Metallica, Lars Ulrich, taking Johnson on a tour of Metallica's San Francisco headquarters. Robert Plant walking him around a ruined castle in North Wales and discussing the early years of Led Zeppelin. And then Def Leppard's Joe Elliott taking him to Dublin to a pub to share some stories about Def Leppard's long career. Robert Plant lives across the street from Uri Geller's old house in Sonning, and that's probably where he's been all around. He's a very interesting character, actually, Robert Plant. I think he is. It's probably all these guys in their own way. Where are the women here? You don't have any women?
There are one of them.
What, Dolly Parton?
Dolly Parton is one of them, yep.
Really? She's
November
interviewed by
10th,
him?
That airs, yep.
Really? Ah, cool. All right, so here it is. The schedule is Sting on the 15th of September, Robert Plant the 22nd, Daltrey the next week, Joe Elliott the 6th of October, Lars Ulrich on the 13th, Nick Mason, Billy Joel the 27th, Joe Walsh November 3rd, Dolly on the 10th of November. Well, whose name doesn't belong here?
I know. But that makes me love it even more, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Mick Fleetwood will be in it. My son and his fiance have announced their wedding and sent out their wedding invitations. And it's supposed to be a knockoff of the cover of Rumors, the Fleetwood Mac album. There, you know, rumor has it we're going to get married.
They posed together?
Yeah. And I didn't get it. And I've said,
you don't know that iconic cover of
Stevie's
leg up on Mick?
Yeah, really? It's exactly. I'll send you a copy of what it is. But I didn't even get it. Brendan said to me, Dad, you got the album. We took it right off of it, including my ponytail.
Oh, man.
Okay. All right. Okay, ladies. I'll send you a copy of it. Jethro Tull, prepping for first official biography called A Ballad of Jethro Tull. Big 50th anniversary tour going on now. Lengthy compilation stuff he's working on. So Jethro Tull has their first official book now, The Ballad of Jethro Tull, lavishly illustrated history of the band, set for release just in time for Christmas. What a coincidence. In a video of Mina Anderson, the frontman, who gives details of the book, you'll see there's a choice of two editions of the book. One comes with a 7-inch vinyl record of me reading a specially written poem called The Ballad of Jethro Tull, while gripping his signature flute with musical backing from some old friends. The B-side of the 7-inch features Anderson reading an 1808 Walter Scott poem entitled Marmion alongside a cathedral organ. These guys are bizarre anyway.
Tull fans are, I don't know, they're all...
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. Until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical Storm Barry taking aim at Louisiana, especially New Orleans. Currently a tropical storm, but expected to be a rain-making hurricane when it comes ashore tomorrow. Here's hurricane specialist Eric Blake at the National Hurricane Center.
But we're expecting to move very slowly. And that's why we're so concerned about the heavy rain risk. The rain should really begin in earnest overnight Friday into Saturday for southeast Louisiana, then spread northward into Mississippi.
A magnitude 4.7 earthquake hit a short time ago, 45 minutes outside Seattle in Snohomish County, Washington. President Trump issuing an executive order requiring the Commerce Department to tally U.S. citizens after the courts blocked his efforts to put a citizenship question on the 2020 census. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
They're coming to take me away, ha ha. Not sure about whether they're taking you away. They have to take me, because I'll put up a fight. The aliens are coming to town. Victoria, where'd that come from? Kara Schillen in the control room in Washington. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. All right, so Victoria, what's going on? Where are they? Well, are they coming to take us away?
Yeah, well, no, I think that it's the opposite. I think people are going there to take them away. It's Area 51 in Nevada, of course, the famous, I guess, I don't know, what would you call it, the crash landing site of, right?
And, yeah, the visitors arrived.
The visitors,
Area 51.
Area 51. So there's a Facebook event that has gotten a lot of attention on social media. The event is actually called Storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us. It is inviting users from around the world to gather together and basically do exactly that. It's the storming of Area 51. Now, on the actual Facebook event page, which now has 406,000 people saying that they are committed to going to this, this with 419,000 interested in it. This will take place on Friday, September 20th at 3 o'clock in the morning, local time, of course. And this is in the Amargosa Valley in Nevada, and this is that's where Area 51 is. The details of the event read as follows. I am not making any of this up. We will all meet up at the Area 51 Alien Center tourist attraction and coordinate our entry. If we Naruto run, we can move faster than their bullets. Let's see them aliens. That's the exact description. Wow. Now, Naruto run...
Any pictures of some of the people participating in this?
They're a bunch of peaches, that's for sure.
I'm sure they're an interesting-looking group. Now, yes. Naruto run, in case you don't know what that means, that is a style of... It's based on Japanese manga, which is like Japanese comic books. And so, essentially, it means it's a running style where your arms are outstretched backwards and your head is forward, and so that's how they want to Naruto run everybody into the against the FBI, whoever. I don't even know what government agency even oversees Area 51 at this point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a military base?
Yeah, there's still Army is in there. I don't think the Marines are in there, everybody else, but yeah, the Army is. Air Force was there for a while.
So they're going to have to run past. So even if 300,000 people show up, that's a lot of people to have to deal with. And you know that people are crazy about aliens, so this will
send
happen
the border,
on September
20th. Send the border guards up. That's what we got to do. Send those border guards up. They know how to handle that crowd. The situation after the fire gutted Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, people following it back and forth and thinking, okay, there are a lot of people giving a lot of money to help rebuild. The situation is changing, apparently not for the better. This week, some structural damage came about as they tried to rebuild the arches. And so it looks like they could all of them collapse, according to the chief architect here. Time Magazine has an expose on it this coming week. We're going to check that out, the construction. It's really quite beautiful even in there now. There's if you wanted to have some sort of religious experience, you go into Notre Dame and look up at it, and it's open. So you're looking to the sky. You look at the walls, and then you look up, and you see the sky. It's something, I don't know, eerie is the right word, but it's an experience, for sure. President Macron says we have to rebuild. We're still on schedule to rebuild this building in the next 5 years, but there are a lot of fissures and they hadn't seen before. They didn't do an X-ray. You know, when planes are being inspected as to their safety in buildings as well, there's an X-ray. There's new technology always being developed, X-ray technology. So you take the X-ray and you look at the beams. In the case of the plane, they look at the superstructure of the plane, they look at the skin of the plane, see if there are any cracks, and the only way they can see them is with an X-ray. Same thing was true with Notre Dame. They took these big X-ray machines to try to figure out what they had to do to replace those huge... I mean, you go inside, if you've ever been inside Notre Dame, you know, up see the stuff that burned was all wood, but the ornateness of it and the thickness of it, I don't know where the wood came from. I'm guessing probably somewhere out in the deepest, darkest forests of France. But this is heavy stuff. And the fact that it has all these cracks now, they're heat cracks from the fire. And so they don't have the integrity to hold anything up. That's really kind of what they're running up against. So say it's going to take them a little longer to fix it than they thought. Speaking of taking longer to fix, a lot of people are not following this. You know, we kind of gave David Ortiz our blessing, in a manner of speaking, the country did after his gunshot wound last month. He had a third surgery for unspecified complications. And there are some local media outlets here in Boston that are suggesting that he is not recovering as was hoped, and that there are other things going on as a result of the complications of this gunshot, or these gunshot wounds, because I think he was shot by more. He was shot
at pretty close range, too. And,
right.
You know, that, so when you're talking about the colon and the intestines.
Yeah.
And,
right. Yeah. So he's had complications in his organs. So yesterday, He had his third surgery. Earlier in the week, he had, they look at this and they said, well, his wife said, he was still recovering well and in good spirits. He's appreciative of the kindness and compassion shown to him. But they're not saying really what his, he's at Mass General, and they're not saying what it is that's really going on. So they still say he's stable, but that's all they're saying. I think that's, I don't know, am I being overly speculative? Is that irresponsible of me to be speculative? I don't know. I mean, speculating is speculating. I don't know.
I thought he was already out of the hospital, to be honest. This is news to me. I thought he was on his way to, into like a rehab
me
center.
Me too, actually, until until the story came out.
Yeah, nope. We were talking in the last half hour. I made quick reference to the Russians and the deal with the Turks for missiles and missile technology, right? I think that's pretty much the story. So now on the other side, this is how crazy the arms race is. This is why you know the military-industrial complex, not only here in our country, but elsewhere around the world, has this huge grip. The Russian missile system that we were talking about, it's S-400 air defense missiles. I don't know what do they do. All I know is that Bad Vlad was out crowing about this deal. It's a setback for U.S.-Turkish relations, which is what Vlad is all about. Trump's shaking his hand. He's a fine friend. Meanwhile, our country has approved selling $2 billion of arms to Taiwan. For what value? Any of these things. We're selling them tanks and Stinger missiles and related equipment like that. So what do we gain by that, other than money for the military-industrial complex? It's the same, by the way, all around the world. And it's good business for our governments and the people who run the government for various reasons. You know that Putin is so corrupt, he's getting a piece of the action. That's just the way these things work with the Russians. And over here, we're not that corrupt. We're not blatantly or outwardly that corrupt, but we certainly are corrupt because look at all the money that comes from the military-industrialists to the campaigns of all these people running for Congress and the Senate. Millions of dollars. It's the same thing. So, anyway, they're getting this a lot of money, $2 billion worth of stuff. I mean, I suppose in the overall, it's not that much, but Taiwan doesn't have a lot of money to begin with. So, I mean, think about how small Taiwan is and the fact they're spending $2 billion. Wait, what are you going to do with tanks against the Chinese?
Well, they're not really well-loved, though, right? Don't they need some kind of defense?
Talking about
maybe
the Taiwanese?
The smartest, yeah.
Well, but they're just a little pisha country that means nothing. So, this is pure... All this is as far
but
as I can
that's not what they think. They think they mean something, and so they want to defend themselves.
Remember back in the day when every electronic was made in Taiwan? Remember that? Now it doesn't happen as much as South Korea or other or China in general. But, Taiwan, like, they had a hot streak for a while.
Well, they have a hot streak there. I don't know where they get this money. I think if I were living in Taiwan, I'd want to know the answer to that question. It's 44 after the hour here on the DJV program.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. True or false? Singer Bob Marley died of skin cancer. True.
Bob Marley died of a melanoma on his foot, so it's important to recognize that even people with dark skin or black skin are at risk of skin cancer.
Dermatologist Allison Bruce says that's why everyone should get a baseline skin check in their early 20s. It's especially important if you've suffered skin damage as a kid.
You've had blistering sunburns during your youth, or if you've used tanning beds. That's another significant risk factor.
Dermatologists use skin checks to identify moles that might put you at risk. In particular, they look for asymmetric moles, ones with jagged borders, multicolored moles, and any that are bigger than 6 millimeters,
which is about the size of a pencil eraser.
In between skin checks, dermatologists will ask you to watch for changes in what's been identified.
Your mole should be pretty stable and static throughout your life, and if you notice a change in a mole, that's something that would bring you in for a skin check.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The word of the day today is draconian. It's an adjective. Everybody know what draconian means? Mm-hmm. Yes or no? I'll give you an example. The House has approved a draconian subpoena for 12 current and former Trump officials. What do you think about that? Judiciary Committee. That's a draconian measure, don't you think? Bringing a dozen people as part of the investigation into obstruction. Are we still into this? Good God. Give it a rest, will you, please?
Can't. 2020 is right around the corner. Got to keep those storylines going.
Jeez. The subpoenas haven't been issued yet. The great Jerry Nadler, great American that he is, says he'll hold off if the witnesses work with the committee to comply voluntarily. Michael Flynn, Jared Kushner, Jeff Sessions, Rod Rosenstein, John Kelly on that hit parade. Don McGahn defining the congressional subpoena in May. And let's see, William Barr also saying that he violated, well, McGahn defied the subpoena. Barr said the same thing, up yours, I'm not going. And so they haven't had any much success getting much out of anybody.
This one won't either. He's going to assert his executive privilege. It's meant to look like the administration's trying not to be transparent.
Right,
that's
exactly
why they're going after these people.
Well, folks, Mercury is in retrograde. You hear us talking about this all the time from now until the end of July. So here are a couple of things that apply while Mercury is in retrograde. Finish a project that you had set aside. Do not start new creative projects. Tell a truth that you have been trying to speak to someone that you have yet spoken, that has yet been unspoken. Shower adoration on something or somebody that you have neglected. Try something you've never tried before, but you've always wanted. You've been there, but you haven't done that. Practice increasing personal magnetism. That's what I'm going to do. What do you think, ladies?
I don't think we could take anymore.
Jennifer. All right. I guess at that point we should tell everybody it's 10 before the hour on the DJB program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
It's time for Talk About Your Car, i.e. Car Talk. We got the real Car Talk here, because we have the maestro of info. How do you like that, Nick? That's pretty good. I like that. You can copy it, but I want a couple of bucks for it. The maestro of info about your car. See, this is why I'm so popular on the radio, because I come up with this stuff all the time. Pretty impressive, huh? Are you impressed?
The big money. That's the big money.
Yeah, right. Our auto expert is Nick Miles, and we're going to talk about the Ford Focus and the Fiesta, amongst other things, plus the end of an era for the Volkswagen. 19 auto manufacturers have vehicles involved in the Takata airbag recall. A lot of people have yet to get their airbags repaired. This could not be good for you. Fatal mistake time, as explained by Andy Solomon.
In the U.S., more than 17 million recalled Takata airbags remain on the road. SafeAirbags.com is urging owners and drivers of affected vehicles to immediately schedule a free repair to prevent potentially serious injuries or even death. Patrick Juno represents SafeAirbags.com.
A defective part inside the airbag can explode when the airbag deploys, potentially shooting sharp metal fragments at the driver and passengers. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has confirmed that 16 people in the U.S. have been killed, and hundreds of others allegedly have been injured by this defect.
Dealerships nationwide have replacement parts available, and the free repair should take about 1 to a few hours.
Many consumers have ignored repeated safety recall notices or do not understand the severity of the situation. situation. We urge consumers to take immediate action.
To find out if your vehicle is part of the Takata airbag recall, visit safeairbags.com or nhtsa.gov/recalls.
As usual, Nick is traveling from one place to another, so we'll see if we can get beyond all of the noise from the loudspeaker in the airport. Don't they know who you are? Don't they know to be quiet?
Yeah.
While you're on, what's the story?
I have a big red sign I hold up, and she paid no attention to it. So.
Yeah. Damn. Speaking of paying no attention, Ford knew that the Focus and the Fiesta had flawed transmissions, and they didn't pay any attention to what they knew was going to be a problem. So what has that done for them and the reputation of these cars over the years?
Well, you know, this is what got Lee Iacocca in trouble back in all those years ago when he already knew that there was problems with some of the Ford cars, and that's why he ended up having to go to work at Chrysler. So this is a career-ending move for somebody who didn't wave the flag enough. Unfortunately, it sets them up for a bunch of lawsuits and angry customers. So my suggestion to automakers is be honest with your customer, otherwise they'll never come back.
So what I knew about this, it was sort of local lore. Taurus especially had crap transmissions there. Everybody kind of knew that, I thought. They just, you know that's what you're buying.
Well, yeah, we're car guys, and unfortunately, I mean, it's the same with every brand. They always have a weak spot, right? You know,
you
may have a bad back axle or those type of things, but when you go through a lot of vehicles like you do with a whole range of different Ford trucks on your in your farm, you kind of know which ones are the problems and which ones aren't the problems. So you just, if the car guys know, and that's why you listen to people like you and me who can tell you, don't go buy that because it's got a bad transmission in it.
Right. Yeah, the view joints are no good in the 250 from the 2004 to 2006. And don't buy a 150 because it's not all it's cracked up to be. All right, Volkswagen. An end of the Beetle. Why are they doing this? Are they just not selling them anymore?
Yeah, I mean, it came around at the end of the Second World War. This was a car that was kind of green-lighted by Hitler and the Germans back at the beginning of the Second World War. It's outstayed its usefulness. I will tell you, though, I'm a little suspicious. The last VW rolling off the line yesterday, I'm a little suspicious at the VW bug. Bit suspicious that they are going to bring it back in some shape or form, because they've had a bunch of concept cars which have been based on electric cars that look suspiciously like the bug, at least with bug design. So it may not be the end. It may be just a little bit of a marketing ploy. You know, you've seen it in radio stations too, right?
Yeah.
You know, we're going off the air, but we're not really.
Right. All right, Toyota. Some good news for people looking for jobs in that industry here in our country, yeah?
Yeah, they were actually doing a deal with Mazda where they were building a factory to build Toyota Corollas, and they went, wait a second, Americans don't like sedans as much as they used to. They're an SUV crowd now. Let's ship some SUV jobs back to the United States. So looks like Southeast is going to get a new Toyota plant shared with Mazda, and it's going to bring jobs and new SUVs to America.
Hello, Huntsville. All right, Nick, travel safely. Nick Miles from ourautoexpert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.